Chairs No Waiting, episode number 498, Mayberry Days Report 2018. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. You got to get you a 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. We've got them at Weavers, and we need for you to get them because we don't want to keep them. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. While you're there, you might want to check out some Mayberry Trivia, the book by Scott Hopkins. Great trivia in there, all over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 489 is my wife, Jan Newsom. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I run iMayberry.com. My wife runs Weaver's Department Store. And of course, I'm the host here on Two Chairs No Waiting. So I've been doing Floyd the Barber this Mayberry Days. This is the Mayberry Days Report 2018. And this Mayberry Days, which happened last weekend, was my 25th appearance as year of Floyd the Barber at Mayberry Days. So my 25th time. So the beginning of my 25th year of doing Floyd the Barber. Wow. So I'm on year 25. There's a lot of anniversaries coming up for me this here just in the next few weeks. We've got the 25th anniversary of me being Floyd as at Mayberry Days. Coming up real soon is the 10th anniversary of this podcast. Wow, 10. We got our 500th episode in like 2 weeks. Oh my goodness, the excitement just does not end. So it's all converging right here together. So we're going to be talking today about Mayberry Days. Now, I know many of you were not able to be at Mayberry Days, and we certainly did miss you if you weren't able to come. But it was a great, great weekend for all that were able to make it and just to be a part of everything going on there in Mount Airy. And I should tell you, it started off on Thursday. Thursday was the golf tournament, and I mean, wow, guys, Mayberry Days keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because every year it seems like it starts a little earlier. So this year, Mayberry Days actually kicked off on Monday. That's right. I wasn't there, but it kicked off and they did stuff on Monday and Tuesday because people are starting to make a whole week of Mayberry Days. But I was, I didn't get there till Wednesday night, and then Thursday is when the golf tournament kicked off. That's right. The golf tournament, the Mayberry Days golf tournament there at the country club right there in Mayberry. They had folks there and it was even raining at the beginning, but all the cast members were there to help kick off the event. Betty Lynn was there, Ronnie Schell, Leroy McNeese, Margaret Carey, Laura Hagen, Betty Lynn. I already said Betty Lynn, didn't I? Bettina Link, Maggie Peterson, Stark Howe, Greg Schell. Wow, it was just a lot of people there all helping it kicked off. And then the golfers were there as well. We had some teams dressed up. One team was dressed up as the Mayberry Union High golf team. And the other, the Creatures chapter, was dressed up as Santa Claus. And they looked great and spiffy as always. So we kicked off the day. The golf team even wanted to sing Mayberry Union High fight song. So we all sang it together and I led them. So it was the barbershop quartet plus the barber. We all sang the Mayberry Union High fight song. Now, all this stuff, folks, happens over at the golf course. So most people don't even see this. They don't head over and watch the tee off and everything. But I tell you what you missed if you were there. You missed getting to see Clint Howard. Because Clint Howard actually had on his cowboy hat and stuff. And he was out on the 18th hole waiting on the golfers to come. He was dressed up with his Leon outfit out there. And he was giving out Cokes. And he even had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that he was handing out. So it was a great day. If you didn't like it out on the golf course, you could actually see him inside later. Where the cast and crew and all the folks there, Karen Knotts, Clint, everybody made their way inside to actually sign autographs and meet and greet the fans inside the country club. It was a great day. great time. The weather, it actually started raining at the beginning, but it stopped raining as soon as the golfers got out there. Dennis Rush, Howie Pruitt, he was there at Mayberry Days, and this was his very first trip. It was also Keith Thibodeau's first time to be at Mayberry Days. Now, he'd been to Mayberry events before, but he had never been to Mayberry Days. So both Keith and Dennis, they both enjoyed themselves tremendously. Dennis had never done any Mayberry events, so it was his very first try. So this was all just Thursday, as I'm saying. It was not the whole thing hadn't started good yet. The awards banquet occurred. There was awards to all the golfers. Folks gave awards out for best costumes, for furthest away from or closest to the hole, longest drives, longest putts. Some of the cast got up and said a few words. They all got introduced. It was just a, man, you can't beat it. Betty Lynn requested a repeat of the Mayberry Union High fight song. So we did it. And then, wow, were we entertained by Henry Cho. Now, Henry Cho is a comedian, and he was absolutely wonderful at the event. So that's all just Thursday. Mayberry Days has barely even started on Thursday, is what I always thought. But wow, that is not true. It's definitely true that there are a lot of things going on in and around Mayberry. So the next morning was Friday morning, and we always have the mayor's proclamation that kicks off on Friday morning. So the tribute artists gather, the artists, the stars all gather to be a part of the event, and the mayor of Mount Airy, North Carolina, gets up and gives us a proclamation welcoming all the visitors to the town for the weekend, and proclaims that weekend is Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. We have that proclamation, and it is so nice. I have all those stars and cast members of crowds that are just lined up on the grass hill, watching all the events occur. They're getting to see everybody on stage. That is a great time to get there. If you ever come to Mayberry Days, come to the proclamation, because at the minimum, you'll see all the cast and crew that's there. All the tribute artists pretty much show up as well. Except for Ernest T. I think he was off in the mountains. He went off trying to find a mockingbird, is what I understand. He didn't show up. Here's a mockingbird. He went off to kill a mockingbird. Yeah, anyway. So I was presented, humble, tell you this, I was presented an award at the proclamation, so it was very special for me. I got the Year of the Cats Award for just appreciation of just all the stuff that happens at Mayberry Days. I'm not going to talk a lot about it because it's about me, but I do appreciate everybody congratulated me, and I do thank everybody for those kind words. Friends, this is just the proclamation. This is Friday morning. The cast and crew are there giving out the awards. You've got to come to this at some point. I think I've already told you some of the people that were there. Laura Hagen was there. Karen Knotts, Rodney and Beverly Dillard. I don't think I mentioned that they were there. Clint Howard was there. I'm trying to look here in some of the pictures as I'm talking. Margaret Carey, Bettina Link. I'm going to leave people out. Leroy McNeese, Keith Thibodeau, Ronnie Schell. I mean, wow. I think I already said Charlene, Maggie Peterson. I just keep looking and seeing more people. But Mayberry Days was actually slam-packed with people this year as far as cast and crew members go. So it was a great year to have been there. I hope those of you who were there really realize how special it was because it was a great time. Great time. Anyway, so they have all the proclamation. Everybody gets there were some people that got awards. Stark Howell was there this year. It was his first year. Stark is the son of Dud Walsh. Dud Walsh, Hoke Howell. Stark Howell is his name, and he was there representing his dad. We really enjoyed having him there. He got the key to the city. Dennis Rush got a key to the city. Dennis Rush is Howie Pruitt, you know, Opie's buddy, Howie. How do you fight fire? With a hose? That's him. That's who said it. No, with fire. No, I don't think that's right. Yeah, so, and then later on, see, I told you, Barney, it was him. And Keith Thibodeau, Johnny Paul Jason himself, he got a key to the city as well. So we gave out three keys to the city. We had Michael Hoover there as our Elvis tribute artist. He's a great Elvis, by the way. Friends, great times were had by all, even at the proclamation. I mean, it's just an amazing event. And they even had a whistling contest immediately following it. So this is, again, just Friday morning at the proclamation. Then there's all kind of stuff going on downtown after that. You can head down and you would see, I don't know, you might run into Briscoe Darling out on the street. If you was walking around, you would have seen Floyd the Barber talking on WPAQ 740 AM. They had me on the radio walking around downtown. Lots of folks were. Then we had the pie-eating contest, where Newton Monroe even showed up to help paint some of the pie-eating stuff. He was there and helped out with the pie-eating contest. There's checkers to play. There's so many things going on at Mayberry Days that either you can pay and go to an event, or you can just go and have fun, sit around and talk to people, because there's plenty to do. I was, of course, out on the streets cutting hair. Newton Monroe was over. He head over to the Snappy Lunch, painting the outside of the Snappy. There was people going into the barber shop and coming out of the barber shop, there's even some lady. The desperate female hunters were even there, and the mayor and I were just holding court right there on the street, along with all the other tribute artists. A great, great time, bringing smiles to the fans as they went around. It's a lot of fun. So, and if you haven't been, you could head over to the Andy Griffith Museum. I don't know if you've been there, but if you haven't, that's definitely something you'd want to do, because they have some amazing things at the Andy Griffith Museum. So definitely next time you're in Mount Airy, head over there and you can actually see the actual jail cell keys that were used on the Andy Griffith show. They have several other things on the desk, like the mallet that Andy would use as justice of the peace, and the phone. So that's just a very few of the things that were there in Mayberry. They have Andy's guitar, some of the signature guitars, and they have the actual signs that were on the front door of the Mayberry courthouse. That's right. And all that stuff, again, all at the Andy Griffith Museum. So Friday is also the day when we have our trivia contest. Now, I don't know if you know about that, but the Mayberry, it's like the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia. That's right. So we gather at the Blackman Amphitheater and ask trivia questions. And before it started this year, we were asking, asking questions out of Scott Hopkins' book, the Mayberry Trivia, just to get everybody warmed up. And then once the fun starts, there's two rounds. You begin the round and we ask hard questions, and there were, I think, 17 or 18 questions, and people come down and whisper their answer to the judges, and they see if they can get it right. The tribute artists come in there and read the questions out, and then people come down and try to answer them. And the way it works is the winner of that first round, then they move along to the second round, which includes all the previous winners from Mayberry Days Trivia Championships. Okay, so they all are part of this final round. There's 10 people can be in it. And so if you win the first round, you qualify to be in the final rounds of Mayberry Trivia. So the Mayberry Trivia champion again this year was Jim Sherrill. He won. Once again, this was his third year of winning. Now, it was actually a tie at the end of play between Mike Haviland and Jim Sherrill, and then there was a tiebreaker, and Jim ended up winning the tiebreaker, and Pat Bullins came in third. So it was a lot of fun, and I think everybody enjoys the the trivia being done that way, because we don't have to ask the questions so hard, because it kind of is like Jeopardy, where they read the questions and then you got to buzz in. That's how we do it now, instead of making the questions quite so hard. So those expert trivia people still have, the questions are semi-hard, but they're nowhere near as hard as they were at one point. So we have the trivia. And then followed right after that, we meet on the hill, and it's the kind of the internet chapter stuff. So it's not really just who's been messing up the bulletin board, which is the, I guess, one of the chapters of that are online, but it ends up being just folks from all over the internet who may not know each other. So we try to have a little meeting up on the hill and get everybody talking to everybody so that they can meet one another and actually put faces to the name. So if you're in our chat rooms on Monday nights, this would be some of you guys that would have been there. And there were several. And so we get together so that everybody knows each other and is able to talk and enjoy themselves. So that's all on Friday. I mean, we're not really finished yet on Friday. Let's see. Matter of fact, Friday night, we have the VW boys. Of course, they also had James Gregory. James Gregory was there. But the VW boys were part of it. And this year we had something special. Let's see if I can show this to you. This is Christy McClendon, who does Andalina, Charlene's Darlin's daughter. She sang with the VW boys, who play our background music so often. So let's see if we can hear a little bit about it. So here is Christy. Let's see. I think you've heard this song before. So this was during the VW Boys concert. Christy is amazing. The VW Boys are as well. Oh, and that was a good time. The VW Boys, if you ever get a chance to see them, the VW Boys are absolutely amazing. So make sure you go and check them out. Because, wow. You can't go wrong with the VW boys, I promise you. So that was just, again, this is, we've not even gone through, but just the first day. That was the very first day of Mayberry. That was Friday, really. So then Saturday, for those that don't remember, don't know, we head over to start doing the Mayberry Days Parade. It starts at 9:30, I think. I can't remember. On Saturday morning, we had Betty Lynn, of course, is our Grand Marshal. Colin, who's often in our chat room, he is in his squad cart, he and his dad. Folks, the parade is usually fairly long, but wow, there is such a crowd every year on the streets of Mayberry. And folks have floats that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. This year, we had the Bulb Snatchers. Mrs. Minderbright was there. Walking along as the part of the Barney chapter. Great times. We had the cast and crew members were amazed and started taking pictures of the crowd because they didn't have any idea, especially the first timers. They said when they topped the hill and saw all the people, it was all they could do not to cry. So they even honored Jim Sherrill. He was in a squad car. He was the world champion, Andy Griffith Show trivia champion, 2016, 17, and 18. So he was there. We had Miss Ellie. She was there with her son, Ellie for Council, walking with Emma. Emma was with her. And with them as well was Leonard Blush, the mask singer. He was there straight from the insecticide committee or convention. He was there with us. And, of course, no parade is complete without the Shriners riding around. Duke Slater was there. Ronnie Schell, he was part of the parade. Everybody basically was part of the parade that was attending the event. We even had the shoe salesman, Wilbur Finch. He was there walking down the street selling his shoes with Newton Monroe right beside him. So What a time. A great time was had by all at the parade as well. So if you ever go to Mayberry Days, make sure you go to the parade, because you never know what you'll see. We had Henry Bennett. Henry Bennett was in his boat, and yeah, it was sinking. You're right. They were even bailing water out of it because it was sinking. The Mayberry Jinx. Henry Bennett in our boat. Henry Bennett. He was there. Of course, there was Laura Hagen. There was even a Planet of the Apes was there, along with Doctor Strange from Marvel movies. I mean, I'm telling you, Mayberry Days is getting big when you have Doctor Strange dropping in and the Planet of the Apes folks. We had Barney and Thelma Lou, and the Fun Girls were out in force. It's always a pleasure just to wave at everybody and see all the folks. Otis was even, as he was in the parade, he was leading the cow down the streets. He said it was his horse, and he thought it was a really good buy. And Baker, Abel, and Charlie were in the parade. You know, Abel's a small man, whereas Baker and Charlie, yeah, it was a guy leading a cow with boots on through the streets of Mount Airy, North Carolina. Dennis Rush was having a great time taking pictures and just could not believe, that's Howie Pruitt, all the people that were in line and are not in line, but lining the streets of Mount Airy for the Mayberry Days Parade. It really is amazing if you ever see it, just how many people are around. So anyway, this is the parade. It had Mrs. Magruder's cousin was there, Barney Fife's alter ego, Mrs. Magruder's cousin. That was great. Beverly and Rodney Dillard. Leon and his girlfriend, Clint and his girlfriend, were both there. They were riding in the parade in one of the trucks. Let's see, who else? Randy Turner. That's right, folks. Randy Turner, our roving reporter, was riding in the parade. I don't know how that worked out. I had to walk. But Randy got to ride in a car. Not only a car, it looks like he was in a Mustang. And I'm having to walk. You know, Floyd, no respect. No respect. So that was great to have him there as well. Margaret Carey was riding in the parade. The Pickle Queen, if you didn't know it, Leroy McNeese, one of the country boys that was on Mayberry on record. The one that said, "I appreciate you letting us buy into your record company." Well, his wife was the Pickle Queen. Janice is his wife. Wonderful lady. She was riding in the parade along with, of course, Keith Thibodeau and his wife, Kathy. Michael Hoover, Elvis, was in the parade. Folks, I mean, they even had the guys that were set up to sell stuff on the side of the road in the parade this year. These two guys, they were throwing out produce as they went down the road. And Andalina was in there singing as well. Anyway, this is all happening during the parade. Great time. And several people from here on our podcast gathered together and got a picture made. Wow. I'm running out of time. I cannot give you all the highlights of Mayberry Days. There's way too many. So the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club meeting was held over at the Earl Theater. We had reports from all the different chapters. I'm going to skip around a little faster so we can get there. Chapter reports. Kevin Burke from the Burke on Mayberry podcast won the Friendship Award. It's one of the highest awards that's given by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And Kevin, congratulations. He's one of our fellow podcasters, so I want to definitely give a shout out to Kevin. And he was a man of few words, but he got up there. And then the second award given out by the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nurtures Club is the Jim Schwanke Award. Now, the Jim Schwanke Award, I think I've described in the past, is very dear to me. Jim Schwanke was a great Mayberry person, a great friend, and just would give you the shirt off his back. He was that kind of a Mayberry person, always spreading the Mayberry the spirit of Mayberry. And this year the award went to Jeff Gossett, and Jeff was choked up. He did not know what to say. you know, he was definitely touched by receiving the award. But Jeff, you definitely deserved to get that award, because Jeff has stepped up at Mayberry in the Midwest in particular and begun. He's helping with their trivia contest. He's helping with running. He's basically running the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals now. And so I wanted to brag on Jeff. And he has definitely been spreading that Mayberry spirit everywhere he goes. And he has a Mayberry squad car, by the way, just in case you didn't know. So congratulations to Jeff. And then, of course, we had our chapter meeting, the picture of all the chapter leaders there that were in attendance. So it was a great time at the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rutgers Club annual meeting. And then, folks, we wrap up the day with Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Now, one of the highlights from Colonel Tim's, I'm going to try to play you just a little bit of it, is they brought out Betty Lynn. Laura Hagen was singing, and Keith Thibodeau, little Ricky himself, Johnny Paul Jason, was playing the drums, and Elvis came out, and they all sang to Betty Lynn. So let's just hear just a little bit about this. She absolutely loved this, by the way.
Pass me by one sunny day, my store's big brown house my way. Ooh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm like one who gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground. And though I never did see you before, I said hello, Thelma Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Thelma Lou, I'm so in love with you.
So that's Michael Hoover, Laura Hagen, and Keith Thibodeau playing the drums, and Duke Ladd on the piano.
I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. My horses couldn't make me stay away.
Oh, it was great. Boy, and Betty, she absolutely loved this. She was so excited, and what a sweet and wonderful lady she is. That was one of the highlights of Colonel Tim's, in my opinion. That right there. And then, of course, as I said, we had our Jinx in town. And let me just give you a little bit of a little bit of just a little bit of that as well. So listen to this. We did a skit with Henry.
And we have a winner, and that winner is stepping forward now to claim that television set. Yeah, Henry, did you get a ticket? Yeah. Show us what number you got. Was it 44?
No, 6 7/8.
Good luck. Oh, Andy, you pulled out the hat, son.
Oh, come on. Henry, I have a confession. This contest
was a rigged contest.
But it's rigged for you. Everyone, show Henry your numbers. Everyone has 44, Henry. Except for you. Oh, come on, Henry, now. You didn't. Look, all these people gathered together, and they were all going to stay silent so that you could win that TV set. Folks, what do y'all think? You think, well, go ahead and give Henry the...
So we did that little skit there with Henry. He won the television set. And it was a great time there as well. I want to thank Tiffany Brown. She's the one that actually did that video. She posted it on Facebook, so we're pulling it off and showing you a little bit here. Other highlights of the evening, let's play this one. You'll know what this is pretty quick. This is Gomer introducing Goober. And in this case, he's introducing him to the mayor of Mayberry. So,
as I say, we're going to have some entertainment. Let's go down to the picture show. I was coming to see if you want to go with us.
Go to the picture show?
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of busy. Gomer, I got a Cary Grant movie. How about that?
My cousin Goober never misses a Cary Grant movie. What's up on Cary Grant?
You take off on Cary Grant.
He sure does.
How about that? Well, as I say, I've got it.
Huh? You want to see him take off on Cary Grant?
Sure. Yeah. Let's take it.
No, Gomer.
Listen. If he don't want to, Gomer.
I'll do it.
There's just one thing.
Okay.
Before he does it, you got to close your eyes.
I got to close my eyes?
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Now he's going to take off on Cary Grant. Ready?
Go, Goose.
Judy, 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 Judy. Cary Grant, rock tennis, ready?
Yeah. Sure. Good. Listen, go on, right?
Judy. Judy.
So they, of course, go through that entire routine with the mayor. It is absolutely amazing. Again, I want to thank Tiffany. She posted that video as well. She was at Colonel Tim's, and it was amazing. Had a great time at Colonel Tim's, and then we ended it up, and this is Kim Mount. She did this one. But this is the way we ended the show. Yeah, you know what? I'll wait and show that or listen to that at the end. Maybe we'll end the podcast that way. So I want to thank everybody that was at Mayberry Days and was part of it. It was a great day. We're going to go ahead and hear from Randy Turner. I know you're going to love it. And then we'll maybe close out the show with this song we closed at Colonel Tim's. Folks, Mayberry Days is always so exciting. I encourage you so much. I just can't do enough to get, you need to go to one of these Mayberry events. If you're a fan enough to listen to this show, and especially if you listen to 498 episodes of this show, anywhere near that number, let's just go 300. If you listen to anywhere near 300 of these, you would love Mayberry Days. I would love to hear from you. So I'm going to say it again at the end of the show, but I want you to call me. Use your voice and tell other fans that are listening to this. I want you to tell them what you thought about Mayberry Days if you were there. Or if you've been to another event, tell us about it. We want to know what you think because, you know, I'm kind of biased. I'm in the shows. So anyway, all right, let's go and hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Gail Davis appeared in Mayberry as Thelma Lou's sharpshooter cousin from Arkansas, a character type Gail knew something about in real life. Gail was born Betty Grayson on October the 5th, 1925, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Betty developed an interest in singing and dancing while a child, and eventually studied drama and dance at the University of Texas. At the age of 20, she married Bob Davis, and they moved to Hollywood to pursue careers in film, with Betty's dream to be a Hollywood musical comedy star. While her husband, whom she divorced in 1952, never successfully found a career in entertainment, Betty was put under contract with MGM in less than a year. She was told she couldn't use her married name of Betty Davis because of the well-known actress with the same name, albeit with a non-traditional spelling of the first name. She couldn't use her maiden name of Betty Grayson because of the already working actress and singer Catherine Grayson. A casting director then suggested Gail Davis, and she used that stage name the rest of her career. Gail spent most of her career appearing in westerns, which were a natural fit. As she was growing up, she had become an excellent horse rider, so much so that she even performed at times in rodeos. She was athletic and was even an expert trick shot with a gun in her off-screen life. After she made her debut in a comedy short subject in 1947, that same year she played a small uncredited role in the post-Civil War drama The Romance of Rosie Ridge, which was also the film debut of Jennifer Lee. The following year, Gail won a supporting role in the Roy Rogers western The Far Frontier. Over the next 5 years, Gail appeared in 32 films, 29 of which were westerns, and she often did her own stunts. The fact that nearly all of her films were westerns was in no small part due to the fact that she had become a favorite of western star Gene Autry, with whom she appeared in 20 of those films over that period. In 1950, she continued her most popular film character type when she made her television debut in an episode of The Cisco Kid, the first of five appearances she made on that show, the first two of which were as a recurring character. That same year, she made her first of four appearances in The Lone Ranger, and her first of 15 in her former film partner's new television western, The Gene Autry Show. Gail found her greatest fame playing the lead in the 1954 series based on the real-life female sharpshooter Annie Oakley. Produced by Gene Autry, the syndicated series was a huge hit, as indicated by over $10 million in sales of licensed Annie Oakley merchandise being sold in 1955, the first full year after it debuted. The series finally gave young girls a female Western icon to whom they could relate. Gail's role has been said to be the first female action heroine in television, and is unquestionably the first female to be the lead in a Western series. Annie Oakley was a success, but unfortunately, too much so for Gail's career. She was unable to find steady acting work afterward. She reprised her signature role in an uncredited appearance in the Bob Hope Western comedy Alias Jesse James, then played one last role before retiring from the industry altogether. And that role was, of course, as Thelma Lou's cousin, Karen Moore, in an early episode of the second season of The Andy Griffith Show. While the topic of sexism had been visited before, when Ellie Walker ran for council, it was revisited here, with Andy and Barney both exhibiting chauvinistic attitudes. After Karen bested Andy in a skeet shooting competition, Barney said, "Of all the unmitigated gall," to which Andy replied, "Yep, I sure had it," and went after Karen to make amends. In 1960, Gail had received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for her work in television. 33 years after she retired, she made her last public appearance to accept the Golden Boot Award for groundbreaking work in Westerns. Gail passed away in 1997 at the age of 71. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's stuff he's doing on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. That's turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thanks again, Randy. Amazing stuff. Great stuff about Annie Oakley. I did not know that about all that about Gail. All right, folks. So you've stuck around this long. I have something really special for you. At Mayberry Days, Clint Howard was there, and he brought with him a video. Now, this video was, I guess we can say produced and directed by Clint Howard, starring, you know, somebody else that you might recognize him. So let's go ahead and hear this.
Hey there, Mayberry Days, Mount Airy. I wish I could be there in person. One of these days, I'm going to try to get there. Clint is there, as I'm sure you've seen, and it's always something that he looks forward to. But, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for continuing to celebrate the spirit of what Andy and everybody involved with the show tried to offer up. A sense of a place and the people who inhabit that place and what it can mean to really be a community. When a community can become a family. I love talking about the Andy Griffith Show. Anytime a journalist wants to bring it up, they apologize. And I always say, those are some of the happiest days of my life. Oh, pardon that pun. But I have such great memories. And the experience on the show, thanks largely to Andy and everybody involved in the show, really did shape me for my entire life in a way that I'm very grateful for. So thank you so much for celebrating the spirit of the show, and I hope you have a great time at Mayberry Days.
Oh, wow. Ron Howard, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Howard. And that was so nice of he and Clint. That was actually in the background. If you see the video, if you saw it on Facebook, it was posted on Facebook during Mayberry Days. But they were actually at Rance Howard's house, Clint and Ron. That's where they actually were. That was outside Clint, their house that they had, that their dad owned. And they were getting it ready to start renting it or something. I just thought that was so nice of Ron Howard to take time to do that, and for Clint to take time to get Ron to do it or whatever they did there. Very nice people, both of them. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed just a little bit of this rundown of what happened at Mayberry Days. It's nowhere near all. Again, I would like to hear from you. If you're at Mayberry Days, send an email, not an email, a voicemail, call in, or go over to twochairsnowaiting.com and click the little leave a message button that's hanging right there on the right side of the screen. You'll see it. And just let us know what you thought. We would love to hear your thoughts about Mayberry Days and not my own. Well, the end, Colonel Timms, the way I ended it this year, because many of you know that David Browning was not there as Barney, but Barney was there. There were Barneys, several Barneys around, and we still had Barney with us. He's there. Nobody can replace David Browning, and nobody expects to be able to, but we hope you so much enjoyed the, you know, just that spirit of Mayberry that was there at Mayberry Days, because that's what it's all about. And we ended Colonel Timms with My Hometown. So I'm going to play us out of here with that. And folks, I hope you'll join us right here on Two Chairs No Waiting next week, and make plans to be at one of these Mayberry events. So I want to thank Kim Mounts for this video that I'm about to show, and we'll see you guys next week right here on Two Chairs.
Oh, my hometown is the only place to be, where the worries are small and the kids grow tall and strong and healthy and free. It's my hometown.